from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, detours take effect as the contractor on the Connecting Link project on Algonquin Boulevard gets set to start this summer's portion. The city's growth and infrastructure director, Scott Tam, repeats the annual plea for everyone to be patient with the detours and the construction.
We hope to be upfront and acknowledge all issues with traffic. We'll work internally with Timmins Police and the Operational Public Works Group just to really improve the detour routes and the contractor itself.
The first part of the work will shut down Algonquin from Preston to Elm. Note that slight change. Later on, it will be extended to Cedar Street. On paper, at least, the Porcupine Health Unit is not experiencing an uptick in the number of cases of syphilis, while much of the country is. Sexual Health Program Coordinator Marie-France Caron-Bruneau says it might be that fewer people are getting tested, so not reported. However, chlamydia in this region is always higher than average. Even that, Caron-Bruneau says, dipped a bit throughout COVID.
Probably because of lack of access to services and testing again. We've always had higher numbers in our 14 to 25-year-olds in the PHU area.
Advice on detection and prevention are in two audio links on our website. Well, with Ottawa announcing a ceremony to mark the coronation of King Charles III, a new survey suggests most Canadians don't care. Angus Reid polled 2,100 people and finds that 60% don't even want to recognize Charles as king, and nearly half say they don't have a favorable view of him. More now in early hockey facilities in Timmins and our look back at local history. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman tells us about the Timmins Arena. It was built by the Hollinger Mine in 1914, where the post office is today at 2nd and Balsam. She says it became the focal point of a lot of activity.
Unfortunately, in 1947, it caught fire. Some kids were fooling around and burnt it to the ground. So Timmins didn't have that big rink anymore.
That's when the McIntyre Arena and Schumacher really came into prominence for Timmins as well. Next week, a mining mogul who threw a lot of money around hockey games. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Sioux T-Birds have moved up to 2-1 over the Timmins Rock in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League Finals. They dumped the Rock 4-1 last night. Game 4 is tonight in the Sioux at 7. Game 5 Wednesday in Timmins also at 7. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.